There's some great country music that I love. Most of it will not be heard on the radio. But a lot of people think of country music as that, so it's hard. I mean, if I was in the same category as the country artists who I adore and who I feel...
Like who?
Like Gil and Dave or some of the older country stuff, the Leuven Brothers, that would be an honor.
Bluegrass, folk, country, pop, Sarah Watkins' time in the band Nickel Creek made Trouble with Genres familiar territory. But stepping out as a solo artist is entirely new. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Making music with family, with a band, and with friends is the norm for Sarah Watkins. She first picked up the fiddle as a kid, playing along with her dad and big brother Sean, and then teamed up with Sean and friend Chris Thiele as Nickel Creek back in 1989. These days, the future of Nickel Creek is still unknown, but as the hiatus continues, Sarah's new self-titled album is the latest solo project from the trio. And with a mix of original tunes and choice covers from David Garza to Jimmy Rogers, she makes the big leap while still staying in that collaboration comfort zone. Aside from having artists like Gillian Welch and David Rawlings help out, finding a producer in Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones sure can't hurt. NFUV's Claudia Marshall recently asked Sarah Watkins how that interesting pairing came to be.
Look, if Alison Krauss can work with that other guy from Led Zeppelin, you get to have John Paul Jones produce your record.
I know.
I think it's only fair.
Well, actually, we didn't know when John and I first started talking about doing a record together. We didn't know about Alison and Robert.
So it's one of these things that happen
about their collaboration.
Kind of like simultaneously.
Yeah, it's a complete coincidence.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
famous fiddle players working with ex-Led Zeppelin guys. I wonder who's next.
My famous fiddle players, that's what you're saying.
So how did you and John Paul Jones end up working together?
I met John after a Nickel Creek show. I grew up playing in a band called Nickel Creek, and he came to see a show in London, and we met there afterwards. He introduced himself, which was awesome. And so we got to know each other over the years, did a little touring with a side project that my brother and Chris Thiele and I were in. And then we met up at the Cambridge Folk Festival, and that's when we started talking.
Started talking about the weather, and then all of a sudden he said, hey, I want to produce a record for you.
Kind of.
No, really?
Yeah. He asked.
And you said...
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's go get a corn dog.
Without the corn dog, yes.
Yeah.
I had a Guinness, he had water.
Last night we had pork for supper. Today you'll be chicken consomme. And a future full of iced tea on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. A double billet of barges on a long, hot summer day.
I would think I'd be terrified to have been in a band all those years and then all of a sudden making, ostensibly, a solo record. Was there a certain amount of trepidation in going out on your own?
Yeah, well, I knew that I wanted to do it. I had sort of been planning a project for a while, and I actually had intended on putting out a side project. While Nickel Creek was still fully functioning and charging ahead, I had thought about doing a side project and actually recorded a bunch of songs and was going to put this little EP out, and then when we decided to put Nickel Creek on the shelf, my side project turned into whatever I was going to focus on for the rest of, you know, the foreseen future. And so, you know, I started thinking more seriously about it, and I knew that I wanted to do it. But definitely in the process, when I was realizing more and more how it actually feels to be making a lot of the decisions and
to front?
Just fronting it and forming what I hope to be my career. So that was definitely scary at times, but I've got a lot of great support behind me, so it's turned into a really fun adventure.
Can we try to work it out? There's got to be a way. I'll give you all of my tomorrows, but one of your yesterdays. I've never held you back. I've never had you like that. I never thought we'd get so good at feeling so
recorded at FUV. That's Sarah Watkins with some help from her brother Sean on the song Too Much. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.